The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Somewhere in Vietnam, an uncle, a father, or an aunt is downing a powdery substance of crushed rhino horn to heal a medical ailment. But science has proven that rhino horn has no medicinal value. It's made of keratin, the same as human fingernails, and it is not a cure for anything. The only outcome here is that rhinos are being driven to extinction. So far this year alone, 688 rhinos in South Africa have been killed for their horns. That figure is making 2013 shape up to be the worst rhino poaching year ever recorded. Now, conservationists in Vietnam have embarked on a public awareness campaign to reduce the demand for rhino horn in that country, one of the major markets for rhino horn, and where many people are under the misguided impression that rhino horn can cure. Now, Vietnamese school children are learning about endangered rhinos, and they can pass on what they learn to their relatives who consume rhino horn. The idea behind this is that by educating children about rhinos, using fun materials, conservation programs can not only change that child's view of rhinos and the views of future generations, but through them they also educate their family members.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.